Hey, rock stars, I think we need a part two to the previous podcast. I was thinking and thinking and thinking about belief, fear, focus, all that good stuff. Here's what I don't want you to think. I don't want you to think that you're not going to be afraid. I mean, that's going to happen. That happened to me all, still happens to me. Here's the thing. I think there's a difference between, maybe psychologists know the difference between this stuff, but there's a difference between being paralyzed and or being anxious and fearful. I mean, my God, that story I shared about speaking in L.A., I was petrified, man. I mean, I had no business being on a stage trying to sell a product that I've never done before, you know, to an audience and a promoter. It's the expectation. You know what it is? It's the expectation. I think that's why we have so much fear, is because of the outcome. We expect, like the old Mark Twain quote, I've known a great many fears in my life, none of which have ever happened before, you know? And so you're going to have fear. But man, let me take you back to that September day of 2011. I had never met the promoter. The promoter booked me to speak without ever seeing any footage of me speaking. They just did it on a referral, like, oh, the Sam Crowley guy, he's awesome. He's funny. He can make the audience laugh. Yeah, but that doesn't make the cash register ring. And I'm kind of surprised the promoter actually brought me in, because, you know, I didn't have any credit. I don't have any credentials, you know. So here's the best part of that story. You know, 8 years later, 9 years later, one of my best friends, you know, she books me all the time and sings my praises all the time. Was my connection when I was teaching the Tony Robbins coaches. I trained them on how to podcast, you know, did a 4-week webinar with all the Tony Robbins coaches. And so that fear didn't stop me, but man, oh man, of course you're going to have fear. Think about this podcast. When I first got started, I mean, and just try to put yourself in a situation where you've got no money. You just had the most humiliating experience of your life, and it's still happening. Like, I was podcasting through this bankruptcy, and it's such a scary. Boy, do we make words scary, don't we? When you hear the word bankruptcy, what do you think about? Maybe you've been bankrupt. You know, for me, I thought, oh my God, scarlet letter. I mean, are they going to come paint something on top of my door, on my house? I mean, this is just, holy cow. I think we put so much fear. I think not even fear. We put so much emotion, and we give words way too much meaning. You know, words, they really don't have any meaning except the meaning that we give to them, you know? So someone hears bankruptcy, they don't know. He's bankrupt. Oh my God, he's broke. Like, here's where my only grounds for hearing that term was Monopoly. You're bankrupt. Oh, here's all my money. Take it all. You know, got to sell all my houses and hotels on Boardwalk and Park Place. Think how stupid that is. But that was my only reference point of being bankrupt. Monopoly. Well, I'm done now. You know, here, take my game piece. And think about that. We give our game piece up in life. Well, I'm off the board. I'm DQ'd. Take it, you know, disqualified. But that's not the case. You know, when we stop giving words meaning, you know, divorce, addict, bankrupt, all of these things, failure, all of these words that we conjure up the most mainstream popular meaning. And, you know, there's, as far as bankruptcy, there's chapter 7, chapter 11, chapter 13. I'm probably missing a couple. You know, you can reorganize your entire business and never miss a beat. I mean, that kind of rewards the entrepreneur to take a risk, so to speak. You know, it doesn't look, if somebody goes bankrupt charging vacations and 45-inch plasma TVs, I don't have a lot of sympathy for that. You know, as a Christian, I forget, of course. I mean, I'm not here to blast anybody and put them on blast mode, but I'm just saying I don't have a lot of sympathy for that versus someone who put 200 grand on credit. They tried to launch their passion. They got taken out of the game. Something didn't work. Marketing ran out. Funds ran out, something like that. I have a lot more sympathy for that, but I'm not here to judge anybody, man. Who am I to judge? You know, I've done so many crazy things, but I'm here to, here's what I want to do. I wanted to do a part two to the previous podcast to let you know, man, you are always going to have fear. And the difference between somebody who really, I think, achieves in life and somebody who doesn't really take a lot of chances and they play it super safe is the person plows forward anyway. Like, they're terrified out of their mind. I did not want to go on that stage. You know what happened? I did the worst thing possible prior to speaking that morning or that afternoon, 3 o'clock. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a Friday, 3 o'clock, September, sunny, L.A. Been to L.A. I think once before in my life. I was like a fish out of water. And I walked into the room ahead of time, and it was all this energy. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? There's 900 people here going crazy, screaming, clapping, chanting, watching, dancing to music, dancing on stage. Oh my! And I ran out. I ran out of the room. I couldn't take it. And I was, like, trying to catch my okay. And I'm just walking around, and I went to Starbucks. I remember in the hotel, I think it was the LAX Marriott, and they have a Starbucks in the lobby. And I went and got another coffee. And I think it was, and I don't, I'm not a big, I mean, I have two cups of coffee with my wife in the morning, and then I get a coffee at Dunkin'. I probably had 8 cups of coffee by 3 o'clock. And I don't even drink coffee after, you know, 10 in the morning. I'm not an afternoon coffee drinker. I'm not one of these guys that goes to Starbucks and sits there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and has a coffee. I can't even drink coffee. It keeps me up at night after, if I drink it in the afternoon. I had, I think, my 8th or 9th coffee in the hotel lobby at Starbucks, pinging off the walls, conjuring up all of these horrible scenarios that weren't even true about, oh my God, they're going to hate me. That's all that energy. I'm going to bring it down. Nobody even knows who I am. They're going to be talking about me, you know, all this. So I just want to help you understand, you must move forward. You have to move forward because you're going to have fear no matter what. And look, I've heard people say, oh, I don't have a fear. That's bull crap. That, so every speaker, I haven't met a speaker yet who isn't neurotic in some state. You know what I'm talking about? Like they don't have something going on in their life. And anybody who tells you that, even a marketer, you know they're lying. We're talking about human beings. We're talking about the human mind, the brain, okay? They're lying. Anybody that puts a good face on it, now there's people who plow through in spite of that. Okay, that's true. Yeah, there's a lot of them. That would probably be me, you know? But I got a lot of fears and anxieties, and I get depressed, and I have ups and downs and ebbs and flows. Man, I'm crazy. But I think there's just the difference between me right now where I'm at and you maybe right now where you're at, and I'm just guessing. I don't know who you are exactly, but it may be a situation where I had an epiphany in my life, a certain number of circumstances, whether it was the bankruptcy or the birth of my daughter at 1 pound or, you know, never really meet my dad ever until I was 43 years old. And the guy just, you know, left when I was 3 months old. A lot of these situations that happened where I finally said, I don't give an F. I really don't. I don't care. I don't care. What the hell am I worried about? Like, if I walk into that room, and remember the previous podcast, I said the only anchor I had to hold on to besides God that I prayed to God real hard before I went on stage is my story. The Everyday Saturday Story. That's the only anchor I have. That's why I tell everybody you must develop your million-dollar story. And I don't have a million-dollar story. My daughter never asked me, is tomorrow Saturday, Daddy? I don't even have a daughter. That's not it. It's not even close to it. That's not, you've got a story. You don't need a daughter to have a story. You got a story. You just got to go into your past and find the point, the tipping point in your life where something switched, where the switch got flipped, you know, and you said, no more. I'm not tolerating. We get what we tolerate. Would you agree with that statement? We get what we tolerate in life. We don't necessarily get what we deserve. We get what we're willing to tolerate, you know? And I wasn't going to tolerate anxiety to the point where it crippled me. I had anxiety. I still have anxiety. Still have ups and downs. Like I said, I'm you. You and I are the same person, okay? You might even be more better equipped, you know, mentally than I am. I don't know. I'm just saying what I'm able to do right now. And when I launched Every Day is Saturday and do this podcast every day, I'm able to take the focus off me, okay? And I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive when I say a statement like, I'm able to, and then take the focus off of me. But I put the focus on you. I focus on the audience and I focus on the message because when the focus is off of you, you know, when you're a speaker, a marketer, or anything, in any frame of business, when you take the focus off you, there's no pressure then. Because then you're focused on just delivering value and having a conversation with somebody, all predicated upon your story. That's it. That makes it so much easier. And that's what I focused on when I got on stage. Now, I will say this. Within 5 minutes of being on stage, once somebody finally laughed at one of my jokes, you know, I was home free. I mean, I spoke 90 minutes, 85 minutes. It was seriously like the mothership called me home. I just felt home. Nobody was judging me. Everybody was having a good time. And you know what I found out? Sam, you got to get the focus off yourself, man. You're way too wound up in your own head. That's why I always say, get out of your head or you're dead. We are our worst enemy. We're living in a mental prison without any bars. You know, we're imprisoning ourselves inside of our mind and making up a narrative that doesn't even exist to prevent us and sabotage our dream from ever happening. You know, so get out of your head or you're dead. And I really believe that. So I just want to come back on this podcast and let you know that, you know, I always have fear. Always have fear, always. But I also had this I don't give an F moment in my life through a series of events that happened. And I'm just like, I only want to deliver value. That's all I want to do. If I make $1 million delivering value, praise God. If I make $100,000 delivering value, thank you, God. I mean, just bring it. All I know is that I got a limited amount, and so do you, of time to operate at a high level. You know, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, have dementia when I'm 90 or 70 years old or get hit by a bus when I'm 65. I don't know the day or the hour, neither do you. So why do we get wound up so tight painting a narrative that doesn't even exist? You go add value, and I promise you, I'm not saying you're not going to be fearful. I'm not saying you're not going to have anxiety, but here's what you focus on. Imagine how you're going to feel after you get through that, okay? Imagine how you're going to feel after you get through that part of the anxiety and the fear and all of that jazz, okay? That is what you should really be focusing on, not the actual process. Focus on how it's going to feel after you plow through it. That's the message I wanted to leave it. Hope it helps, all right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.